It's that time again.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Here it comes.
Watch out!
Godside Podcast. I'm your host, Hank McCoy, and with me, the People's Champ.
The champ is here.
Bin Rock. Vince.
The champ
welcome back
is here.
To the show.
Well, I think there's something seriously wrong with you. I really do.
Back for another week of NBA banter the courtside way.
What way is that?
Sideways? I don't know.
got a line there. I won't use it because you get upset.
Wow, what a week of NBA. There have been some great games this week.
Outstanding.
Shall we kick off? Shall we jump right into this?
Oh, I am pumped as much as anyone could be pumped.
Well, let's jump to the Western Conference, Vince. And yes, we're going to talk about them. I know you've been hanging for a while to talk about this team. 6-5 at the moment. Got off to a great start, but the Sacramento Kings. Is this team for real?
What do you mean for real?
Well,
are they just going to make the playoffs or do you want them to contend?
Hey, are they going
to contend? That's just a bit silly.
You think they'll make the playoffs?
On the back of the beast, DeMarcus. Oh, it's possible. Big time. You don't concur?
No. Look, they're off to a solid start. All I'm saying is a long season. I know a lot of the NBA heads out there have got them pinned for a playoff run. But it's a long season. You know, they're going to come. They've got off to a hot start, don't get me wrong. And DeMarcus, look, tip of the cap, you know, he's playing really well. I think he's finally figured out, for the Kings to stay in games, he needs to stay in games.
You don't think he's just matured?
Well, I think that's a part of it as well.
Massive part of it.
I mean, what, he came out and said that his focus this year was to get a lot less techs?
Again, maturity. Well, I've said all along, just to give him some time, he was only a kid, and I really do think he's headed on straight. I mean, have a look at him. He's calming down his coach, like we said last week. He's staying on the court more. He's been a better leader out there. He's producing awesome numbers. He's probably arguably the best center in the league. I'm going to say he is.
I was going to say, you think he's the best center in the league right now?
I'm going to say yes. And I think wow. You chastised me a couple of seasons ago for putting him in my top 10. But I just think he's in for a banner year, breakout year.
Could he have an MVP type year?
He's going to have a very, very good year. Won't come close to MVP. Yeah, that'll come when he signs with the Lakers.
Oh, God. Please.
Hey, we've got to go for some home runs, man. One will connect at some stage.
True, that is true. Look, I don't know if they're going to make the playoffs this year. Like I said, I do feel like it's a long year in Sacramento. I just want to see how Cousins handles himself when the losing starts piling up. Because, you know, they're going to go through stretches.
Hang on a minute. When the it's not going to pile up. They're going to be... They'll keep their head above 500.
Okay, well, I hope they can. I hope they can.
And I think he'd be happy as long as they keep improving. Well, any superstar just wants to see improvement, don't they, every year? So I think they have so far.
Yeah, look, they've you know, since the new ownership's come in, they appear to be doing the right things. You know, the buzz of the new arena, obviously, in Sacramento is a great plus for them, and hopefully you can, you know, on top of, you know, the winning that's going on, can create this new culture and bring in new talent as well.
You know, if he actually does lead Sacramento one day to a title, you are copying the absolute biggest spray of the
world. Look, for anyone who's new to the Courtside podcast, you might need to go back and listen to some previous shows with some of my question marks with DeMarcus Cousins. Fair to say?
Fair to say, McCoy was a dick towards DeMarcus Cousins.
I think rightfully so.
No, you just get those Hank Hardon segments and you... You get a hard-on for a bloke and you don't let it go.
Hey, even you have to admit, he can be a bit of a knucklehead.
Yeah, but you were saying, I'll trade him. Let's look to trade him.
I would have traded him. I would have traded
yes,
him.
Yes, and you would have looked like a fool right
I
now.
Wouldn't have put up with that. Anyway.
That's why you're not a GM.
Anyway.
That's why you're stuck here with me.
Look, I do feel like Sacramento have turned somewhat of a corner, if not, you know, on the court, just culturally. I feel like guys this season, you know, have kind of found their role. McLemore's playing well. They're bringing Darren Collison, who seems to be running the point really, really well at the moment, giving them some really good minutes. Rudy Gay, I mean, he just signs his 3-year, $40 million extension.
And he took a discount.
When I hear that, 3 years, $40 million, I just think, my God, I think Rudy Gay, it's going to be neck and neck between him and Joe Johnson of who's going to be, like, the all-time most paid player in NBA history.
I like Rudy Gay more than Johnson, though.
Yeah?
Yeah. Remember years ago we said that if Rudy Gay was fit when the Grizz knocked off the Spurs?
Yep.
And Rudy Gay wasn't playing the whole playoffs. So we thought if they had Rudy Gay against OKC, they might have gotten through.
I think they would have gotten through.
Yeah, they were playing really well. But yeah, no, I like Rudy. He's much maligned, but...
I'm actually surprised he didn't bolt. I think it says a lot for his character.
It seems to me he's found a team that he fits in with.
Yeah, I don't know what magic words I spoke to him, but, after that Toronto trade... I thought, this is going to be a one-year stop and, you know, he'll bounce and leave to a contender. And I don't know, like you said just then, you know, I think he really has really sort of found a home.
He doesn't have to be the man with the beast in the middle.
Well, they've got some good
pieces. And I think he likes it. I think he likes being the maybe second option.
Bit of pressure off, you think?
Yeah, I mean, at one stage I thought in his career that Rudy would become like a go-to guy, but it seems now that he's happy being the second option and...
I think he's too good to be a third option, though, but he's definitely...
Yeah, I agree on that, yeah.
Some of the attraction of Sacramento is actually how similar they are to a young Memphis team as well, you know, with the strong bigs there and...
Yep, imagine if they kept Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
I'm tipping, what are they, 8-6?
Yeah. They are 6-5.
Yeah, I reckon they'd be better than 6-5 if they still have Isaiah there, but that's just my humble opinion.
Possibly 7-5 if the NBA overturns the Memphis loss.
Yes. Hopefully they do overturn that. Get my boy Boogie a win over your aging Randolph.
Well, let's jump now from the Sacramento Kings to the Dallas Mavericks, 9-3. They are in rhythm.
I'm loving this Mavs team, but probably because I love Dirk and Mark Cuban, but it's good to see him back being one of the powerhouse teams so far.
They are just about business early on right now. I like this. I mean, Dallas are just one of those teams that every couple of years just tend to find themselves right back in the NBA Finals.
Well, it helps when they bring back Tyson Chandler and...
I mean, that's made all the difference, really.
Oh, massive. At least Cuban, you know what I love about Mark Cuban? He admits mistakes.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have let Tyson Chandler go. The other day he came out and he goes, I shouldn't have let Steve Nash go. If you're a Mavs fan, you just love this guy. They've gone out and got Parsons. They've got Chandler back. They added Monte Ellis, but no one else wanted Monte Ellis, except probably me and Mark Cuban.
Yeah.
Stellar job. It's awesome. They're making Dirk's final years. They're trying to give him the best chance for a championship. At least if he walks away in a couple of years, he can say we gave it a fair crack. So,
I mean, look, massive, massive wins early in the week against Philly.
Can't wait to play Philly.
And then a big one against Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota's a bit worrying sometimes. But look, well, you can only beat who they put in front of you.
That is true. But look, I don't know, I feel like they haven't really been tested yet this season. I know it is early on, but, you know, I think they're in a real good place right now. Dirk looks like he's found some really nice rhythm. Rolled his ankle today, but, you know, went off, got it taped, back on the court. You know, Monta, Chandler's playing. Both Chandlers are playing well. Berea's back in town. I mean, it just feels like old times, Vince. It just feels like old times.
Yeah, Berea's another one of those guys who just should never have left.
Yeah.
He just fits in Dallas.
I don't know. It was one of those things, you know. Kid left, and then Cuban didn't re-sign Chandler, and then Berea bounced for some more dough, and I don't know.
You know, that's fair enough, but he just fits.
Yeah. Look at the old gang back.
Yeah, they just need Marion and Corey Butler, and they're laughing.
But the experience they have on this team, I just think this is one of those teams that can keep this pace up.
No, absolutely, and Carlisle's a hell of a coach. I really like Coach Carlisle, but.
I mean, I've been really impressed by the guard rotation. I don't know if there's actually any room for Raymond Donut Felton. I mean, Jameer Nelson's playing fantastic for him. just giving him good, solid minutes. Like, you know, classy vet, just getting the job done. You know, you got Monte, Monte on the two. Devin Harris has somehow managed to stay injury-free so far, which has only helped them. I've mentioned JJ Brea. I mean, I can't see Raymond Felton get a look in at the moment.
Have you seen that Chinese fellow they've got?
Yes. I can't remember his name, but...
I thought they were taking the piss when I saw him.
He's good, man.
No, not when he took the court. When I saw him in, like, playing clothes.
Oh, really?
I thought, they're taking the piss. This is just a contender guy's won a contest, isn't it? Like a fan?
Man, he played great for him in Summer League.
He did.
He really showed some heart, man. I'm rooting for the kid. I hope he does well.
Yeah, clearly you think he's better than DeMarcus, don't you? You can't root for this DeMarcus, but you can root for this guy. That's fair enough. You're a weird, weird man. But how good's Monte been too? Monte Ellis.
Oh, he's been playing out of his mind.
No one wanted him.
He looks like he just hasn't, like, taken a step backwards from last year. You know, he's looked like he just walked in from last year to this year and... Let's just go. I mean, that's the thing. I think the focus with these guys, Carlisle's really got the guys really clicking, really engaged. I mean, I still feel like they're going to get more out of Chandler Parsons. You know, I feel like he's still finding his feet in this squad. But, you know, everyone seems to be... I mean, it's that whole thing, you know. The team game seems to be there this year for them.
You remember when Monte signed there, oh, how's he going to coexist with Dirk and all this? And we were saying, well, not you, because you didn't like him. Me, I was saying, I think Dirk's going to love having Monte there. It's found to be the case. So,
I was more concerned last year, or I didn't like, you know, them letting Calderon go.
Yeah, look, in a perfect world, I probably would have liked Calderon to stay, or maybe even Shane Larkin.
But I mean,
he showed a bit.
Yeah, but yeah, exactly. You know, but the Nelson fit seems to be spot on the money so far. I mean,
good solid bet, and he's been deep in the playoffs, so he knows what it's all about.
Yes, exciting times if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan. Let's move across now to the Eastern Conference. I'm a little bit concerned about this team, Vince. The Charlotte Hornets.
Yes, I am a bit too.
4-8, and I realise that this is a little bit hypocritical just because I did give them the jersey worthy last week on the show, but they have sput and sputtered.
Sput and sputtered. Alrighty. Yeah, but I'm confident they can get it together.
Don't get me wrong. Kemba Walker, Al Jefferson, they're looking great early on. Look like they're straight back into business. I'm a little bit worried about Lance Stephenson.
You don't have to worry about Lance.
He looks lost.
In what way?
On the court, he looks lost.
He doesn't know the system? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
There's plenty of time to learn the system. Plenty of time to get comfortable.
That's true. Look, plenty of time to turn it around.
Very early, McCoy. You always say that, and this time it's very early.
He's already resorted to slapping himself in the face.
he's savvy. He's wily. He's smart like a fox.
That's like Golden State game. I was just like, it's six games in. You don't start slapping yourself now.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked.
Well then shuddy, it worked. Hang shit on him if it doesn't work.
I felt like they were great against Phoenix. They got a really good win in Phoenix. Maybe it was the back-to-back. Next game was in Golden State. Golden State just handed it to them. Then they turned around and lose to the Pacers today. I don't know. They're just getting some losses. I think feel like they should be better. I just wonder if maybe they overachieved a little bit last year.
No, I don't think they did. I just think they've made some changes. So let's just give them a bit more time. Charlotte fans shouldn't be panicking.
Mm.
There is plenty of time. Like, Lance Stephenson isn't a guy who is just going to come in and slot in easily at that two guard. Like, there's probably a balance they're trying to work out. And really, I think he should be the third option.
That's what I was about to say. It's not as if they brought him in and asked him to be the franchise guy.
No. But he he's going to come in and want to score more than he did in the year, I think, anyway.
Yeah.
But plenty of time. I mean, they'll make a decent run soon enough. There's too much talent there. And from what I've seen of Steve Clifford, the coach, he's done a good job so far. And all good reports about him. So just give him some time.
Can I put a milk carton out?
Please.
Has anyone seen Gerald Henderson?
Yeah, he's on the bench.
Yeah. That's rough. Gave him an extension to sit down. That's rough, man.
Here's your bag of money, now sit down.
Pretty much. I mean, I think I've seen him once out of the four, like 12 games they've played.
Is Kid Gilchrist out injured?
Yes. Was it hamstring or was it shoulder with him?
I thought he broke something.
No, I think he's... I hope they break his jump shot.
No, his jump shot's is fine.
It's a little bit better this year.
Not fine, but it's
alright. But you know how sometimes it's better just to break, like, a bone so that it heals properly? And maybe that's, like, his jump shot. Just needs a nice clean break so we can heal it and get the alignment right.
Is that his problem, is it? It's a wonky bone in his arm or something.
Hey, if you've got a better theory, you let me know.
Maybe he's just hunko.
He's like the love child of Sean Marion and... actually, it's not quite that bad.
Hey, there's an all-star shootout. I'd watch it at 3.1.
King Gilchrist versus Marion.
Yeah, that's it. Just have those two. You can hit the most in a minute. Best out of three.
Crazy.
You telling me that wouldn't draw money?
I'd watch it.
Yeah, bloody oath. I'd watch it. It's the only thing I'd watch. I usually go on holiday all-star weekend.
Oh, there is one little bright spark I thought I'd better mention. Zeller looks looking a bit better.
Oh, yes. What do you see his ceiling as? I mean, he's not going to be a 20 and 80 sort of guy.
No, he's not going to be anything like that, but...
But not worthy of a pick four. Like, if you got him at pick 25, you're going, not bad, you get all right here.
I kind of look at him like a Stephen Adams, I suppose. But like, as far as ceiling, like just a serviceable, blue-collar guy. Granted, not a number four pick. Like, I can understand why Charlotte fans were upset, you know?
Upset. Jesus Christ, they only burnt the joint down.
I know.
Well, Adams was picked, 16, 17, something like 20 maybe even? I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a shame because, you know, I'm sure he's a lovely fellow, Cody Zeller, but, step it up a bit. You're a pick four. At least give the Hornets fans some kind of hope.
Show MJ something.
Give him something. I was hoping, because you know when he took over the Charlotte Twitter account?
Yeah.
I was hoping he'd sort of get addicted to Twitter and...
stay on there?
Yeah, but...
it's a busy man, Vince. He's got time for Twitter.
Oh, he's got plenty of time for Twitter. He's got time.
Do you know how many cigars and rounds of golf he's got to get through in a day?
Listen,
come on.
Mate, he had enough time to get his wife pregnant. He's got enough time to go on Twitter.
Hey. You make time for that.
Yeah. Thanks for producing two girls, MJ. Jesus Christ.
Is there that much to ask?
You couldn't produce five boys?
Gave us two duds and a...
Yeah, two duds? I think I'm taller than them both. Pissed off, wouldn't you?
Zing! Zings all around. Ouch. You can't tell me... Oh, this is really bad, but you can't tell me it's not a little part of MJ's. You know, the competitive side, the basketball side of MJ. It's not a little bit disappointing. I'm sure he loves his son. I'm not saying he doesn't love his sons. That's not what I'm saying. But.
He just doesn't like them.
The competitor. The competitor in MJ has got to be like.
He doesn't love their lack of basketball. He's like, we're needing you, bitch.
Oh, we're getting some complaints about this segment. Look, there is actually a team we should be even more concerned about than the Charlotte Hornets. The writing's on the wall. I think it's pretty safe to say, you know, the gamble didn't pay off. It's time to move on to Brooklyn Nets.
Move on from where? And from who?
4-7. Man, rough. As big a fan as I am of Lionel Hollins, I don't think there's much he can do with this roster.
No, I tend to agree. He's got probably Lopez and Williams. KG's probably played on a year too long.
I mean, maybe you keep Mason, but...
Yeah, keep Plumlee.
But, you know, even he can become serviceable for another team for some young talent. I mean, it's rough looking at this roster. It's rough watching their games. I mean, they lose the triple OT game to the Bucks today. You know, KG's just not that guy. You know, Paul Pierce has moved on. D. Will's just become a shadow of his former self. I mean, I don't even know if he makes my top 10 point guards next year.
I thought he was playing okay. I thought he was a bit better than last year.
Well, he is. He's, you know, managed to stay healthy for 11 games, which is a nice change. But, you know, I think it's clear now that, you know, they missed their window. They took the gamble. Fair enough. They gave it a nice little crack, made some big moves. made the splash in the headlines. It didn't come together. This is time to move on.
I will say this. You've certainly changed your tune with the...
Look, I was on board.
Oh, you had them winning a title.
I was on board. I admit.
I'm looking and I see shit.
That trade went down and I was on board. I was like, yep, they got a real good shot at it. But...
a real good shot at it. I love it.
Like Mark Cuban, Vince, I too can come around when I'm wrong. Sometimes you have to twist my arm a little, but...
I mean, granted, we're wrong a lot, but you're wrong more than anyone.
I have my moments.
Wow.
But, I mean, look, I think guys like, D. Will, it's time to move those guys on. Garnett, I mean, look, finish him up this season, let him go make his run at buying the Timberwolves. I mean, it's just time to break this apart. I mean, they're not going anywhere. If they do somehow manage to scrap and make the playoffs, I can't see them getting out of the first round.
Look, it's just going to be a massive rebuild if you're a Nets fan and suffering your jocks, really.
Where do you think D. Will ends up?
Who cares?
I see him either two places. I actually see him either in LA.
Oh, no.
Or I see him in Detroit.
I see him in New York.
Oh, okay.
I think Phil will try and get him there and pair him up with... Carmelo.
That's not bad. I could see that.
Yeah, well, does anyone care though, really?
Not really. No, I don't think not anymore. Nah. I mean, he has glimpses, but...
We wish him well. We hope he gets back to what he was, but that's just a massive disappointment.
Yeah, I don't know. I checked the courtside Magic 8 ball and outlook not so good.
Aren't they a bit... are their hands a bit tied with how many picks they've traded away to Boston?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they see their stuff. They're in for a massive build and no one's going there at the free agent.
I mean, you got Joe Johnson's massive contract. But, I mean, look, despite what this team is together, the pieces by themselves, like there's a lot of guys on that roster that can actually help contending teams.
Absolutely. But
I mean, look at Lopez. Look at Joe Johnson.
Yeah, but what are you going to get back, though? Like, even if you trade away on Lopez, all right, you're probably going to get something decent. Joe Johnson's, what, 34?
But that's what I'm saying.
You don't know what you're going to get back.
That's what I'm saying. It's gotten to that stage now with this team where they need a total rebuild. They need to start from scratch. They need to level this out. I mean, I'm not saying maybe they go as far as Philly, but I don't think they're far off that either.
Oh, next couple of years will be telling. You're gonna find out who the true Brooklyn fans are.
Yeah.
Okay, you, Ben Robinson.
But I don't know, do you agree? Do you think Brooklyn need a total overhaul?
Oh yeah. I said then they just need, they're in for a world of pain. It's going to be a massive rebuild.
Question: Would you start
it's
going to
be
this
worse
year?
Than Lakers rebuild.
Oh yeah. Would you start it this year, or would you start it the following?
Yeah, clean house.
Do it now, right?
Nice sale. Try and get as many picks as you can.
Well, I think it's that time again. Jersey worthy. Who's your jersey worthy of the week, Vince?
We're not worthy. I had two choices and I really struggled to split them. But I'm going to go with LeBron James.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Bounced back with a player of the week after copying a bit of a pasting from everyone. We didn't really give him a pasting. We just thought he'd just take a bit of time to adjust. And then he... pops up with a pretty good week of 35-point average and shot a good clip and just showed us all that they might be just turning the corner a bit. My honourable mention, though, was Anthony Davis.
Oh, man.
Looks like he's just going to be the man, pretty much.
Oh, man. I don't know. It just feels like every sort of year, every 2 years in the West, one of those bottom dwellers ends up looking like it's going to turn around and make the playoffs. I mean, they just... tend of pumping them out. I mean, I really feel like the conferences need to change. It feels a little too unfair that these subpar teams in the East keep getting through,
Yep.
I mean, Pelicans, man. I mean, he's on track for an MVP year. Like, he's really on track. Like,
yeah, it's...
I mean, who's closest to him right now? I mean, I know it's super early. I know I'm getting way ahead of myself, but... Oh,
yeah, but don't be surprised if they give it to LeBron.
Oh, he, I don't know, slow
start. You know what they're like.
Yeah, I do.
He's going home or give him the MVP because, you know, we love him now. He's gone home. And not that they didn't love him at Miami, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
It's like when Karl Malone got the MVP, so we know he should have went to Jordan.
He's the cash cow, you know. It's fair enough.
Well, yeah. Well, you know, it is what it is.
Go stack those shelves, man. Go stack those shelves. Well, my jersey worthy goes to a coach. Coaches, I don't know, I just find them hard to impress me. I've got to say,
So Popovich doesn't impress you?
Well, no, he does. I'm not saying that there's no one out there. I'm just saying I find coaches hard to impress me. But I was really impressed this week, and actually the past week, with the Utah coach, Quinn Snyder.
Yes.
Did you happen to catch the OKC Utah game in Utah?
No. Unfortunately, I do work for a living, so it does get a bit old.
You do need to stay up at crazy hours of the night to watch the amount of games that I stay up.
God knows. Yeah, you do it. Good luck to you if you can.
Look, if 2 hours a night sleep is not your thing, then, you know, rest assured you're going to miss some games. That's fair enough. But look, I did sit up and watch that game on League Pass, and look, had been really impressed. I mean, the New York game was fantastic. You know, if you're an Aussie fan, you know, Ingles and Dante have been playing great for Utah. What a steal Ingles has been. But I mean, that OKC game, I don't know, just emphasized everything for me, because, you know, no Westbrook, no Durant, obviously. It's in Utah. It should be a gimme game for Utah. Like, the Jazz should be taking that game. They come out so flat out of the gates, Vince. They're down like 17, 18 points. Snyder starts losing his crap. You know how they say, like, some people, you know, if looks could kill?
Yes.
Everyone thinks they have that look, but they really don't. This guy has that look. Was yelling and getting at his guys, gets himself a tech. He's screaming at his guys, you know, wake up, compete, you know. And honestly, I just feel like he won them that game. The guys responded to him, turned it around, you know, stringed together some great defensive plays, and everything started clicking. But, I mean,
absolutely, the victory there.
Oh, Dante had a pair of three-pointers that put him right back in it.
Nice.
And Ingles, man, he's just getting some great burn. He's getting some great minutes. Like, defensively, yeah. I know Melo had his points the other day in New York, but the defensive job, I was really impressed with Joe Ingles as far as his defense on Melo. I mean,
hey, we put Ingles over last week. We gave him his props.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. But look, good young team in Utah. Last year, we've seen this team get blown out game after game. This year, they appear to be in games.
Yeah, well, it comes on the back of guys like Derek Favors. I think he's improved again.
Yep.
Say it.
Say it.
I can't say it. Right.
Enes Kanter's been playing great for him.
Sorry?
Said Enes Kanter's been playing great for him.
Yeah, you've done wonders for Enes. Since you've gotten together, it's good that he's in a relationship.
I hate you.
Happy off the court, happy on the court.
I mean, so, Gordon Hayward, though, I mean, it's good to see a guy get paid and really step up into his paycheck.
Yeah, I never thought he'd be this good.
I just keep thinking, what if Utah had not matched him and he did sign with Charlotte?
They would be kicking themselves rather hard, I would say.
Good thing they paid that, but he's been playing. I mean, forget the game winner against Cleveland. I mean, that was great, but all season he's just been amazing.
Yeah, like I said, it didn't be this good, but that game winner against Cleveland, it comes after he says he destroyed LeBron one-on-one and it just hits a game winner. So, I mean, couldn't have played it any better.
Way to back it up.
They've improved it. Like, for me, I know Hayward's really good. But Favors this year for mine has been a massive key as well.
You know, I think the key is with Derek Favors. I think especially early on this year, it appears like he's not trying to play outside his limits.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? Even though we heard rumors of him, you know, working on a 3-point shot.
Oh God, no.
I'm so glad we haven't seen it.
It's exactly like you said, and he's still averaging 16 a game.
Yeah.
and pulling down monster rebounds.
I mean,
and then blocking shots.
You know, I hope he keeps working on three-pointer, and I hope maybe we see that in, you know, 3 years'
no,
time.
No, I don't.
But he's a banger. He's an athletic
exactly.
banger.
There's no reason for him to venture out there.
Yeah.
None. Because you'll fall, you know what? You'll fall in love with it. So just keep him in there. There's no one wants to. Oh, I've said it last week. It's really hard to watch teams that don't have a post presence for me because I just love post play. But wow, yeah, please stay inside, Derek.
Yeah. Well, Vince, when you have winners, you have losers. The Brain Fart Award. Who gets your brain fart?
I'm going to give it to a guy who I really like as a player, and I think Detroit were mad for trading him to Milwaukee.
Oh.
But this made me chuckle a little because I think we've all done it. Not to win a game, but Brandon Knight.
Oh.
Still forgot to make a layup to win the game. And he can dunk. He probably should have just dunked it, but he goes for a layup and fluffs it. But to his credit, that was a bit of a brain fart. So to his credit, I think he hit a couple of free throws to ice the game in the third OT.
Yeah, he hit a big shot and then iced it with the free throws. I was glad he... you're right. You probably could have dunked. I thought he got probably a little bit too ahead of himself on it.
Yeah.
Like just a little bit too much speed. Because he had the guy beat.
Well, I remember I used to play with a loyal courtside follower, Craig Wald. I used to play domestic comp with him and probably played with him for 10 years. And three times I saw him lay the ball up in the supports. And he swears he was fouled every time, but he didn't see anyone.
Those phantom calls.
Yeah. Oh, he was holding me. No, he wasn't.
Good brain fart. Definitely a brain fart. well, look, it's hard to, I suppose, avoid this, but I'm giving my brain fart to the shooting frenzy that is Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I'd argue. I've been...
I know they got the win against Atlanta, and, hey, that's great. That's, what, two wins in a row now?
It was freaking spread around, though, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Share the load. Before you go on, can I just say how much I love Swaggy P?
Oh, Swaggy. The swag's rubbing off, Vince.
How good was that? Speak my swag.
Well,
how could you not love this guy?
The swag's good for at least two wins, we know that.
So, sorry, carry on.
Oh, look, yeah, just ridiculous. I just feel like shame on Kobe Bryant. Shame on Coach Scott. I thought they were better than this. It's just not Lakers basketball. It's really not. They really need to get the guys... You know, all clicking. I think Jeremy Lin's confidence is just shot.
He had a good game against Atlanta.
Well, did he?
Yeah, he had 15 and 10, I think.
Did he?
Yeah.
I thought he had a woeful shooting.
I was happy. He shat the bed today. But I was happy because the scoring load was spread around and Kobe didn't take 45 shots.
Yeah.
But he did today. It was...
I mean, but, you know, like against the Warriors, the 35 shot attempts, I mean...
Oh, I agree, man.
Look, the thing that bugs me the most is just the defensive slip-ups by Kobe now.
Yeah, well...
He's too gassed on the other end. And he's letting guys... He's starting to play a little bit of statue D.
McCoy D.
How dare you?
No, just because you're near, you've got a bad wheel, so you can't go sideways very quick anymore.
Look, if they're not out the three-point line where I'm standing, why should I guard them?
Touché. This is what pissed me off. He says, I start off passing the ball, but when we get into a hole, I feel like I have to get us out of it. How about you stick to the game plan and try and get out of it as a team? Yeah. I would rather see that first. Because, and I'm not saying, I'm like on a bit of a rant here, but bear with me. I'm not saying that if he keeps the shooting down, and spreads the scoring around, that we're going to go and win 40 games or 50 games. It's just silly because we're not that good. Geez, we might win 30 or 35 instead of 20 like we're going to win. Wouldn't that be better? Wouldn't you like to win the scoring title that way or win more games and not win the scoring title? I don't see how a guy with his sort of career and legacy would be happy winning a scoring title when your team wins 20 or 25 games.
Yeah, look, I just don't know. As far as a team goes, I don't know what sort of message that sends to the other players. I mean, look, the addition back now of Nick Young, I mean, it helps out great. You know, you've got two guys on the wing now, can fill it up, you know, and the defense has to play honest. But, I don't know, I just don't think 30-plus shots a game is going to help anyone in L.A.,
And Jeremy Lin, he he cops it on Lakers Nation on page. I commented on a post on the Facebook page saying, Kobe's hurting the team, he's shooting too much. Heaven forbid a Lakers fan has a go at Kobe. I got that many notifications about people replying to my post because I said, you know, Jeremy Lin needs to have the ball more. And I didn't bother to read them because I would have just got in a massive Facebook war and I just didn't have time. But you just know they were going at me because you can't touch Kobe on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel for Lin. I mean, he could run pick and rolls all day with or pick and pops with all day with Boozer, pick and rolls with Hill, but he just can't because Kobe's jacking everything up.
It's true. Hard to find a rhythm when it's one pass shoot.
That's exactly right. And how long till Boozer stops working and Hill stops working? I don't think Hill will because that's just in him. That's just his heart. But, you know, Wes Johnson's not playing great. He played okay today. But is that because he's not getting the pill when he's open? I don't know, man. There's so many questions I'd love to just ask Byron, Scott and Kobe. But
honestly, man, I just feel like Kobe's been in the league. How many years now, Vince?
19.
Surely he's learned by now. And, of course, you can catch all the madness at the website www.crtsde.com, where you'll find links to the show, the Courtside Podcast. We're available on iTunes and Podomatic. Search the Courtside Podcast. Leave a review. Subscribe, guys. We want to hear back from you. Of course, you'll find us weekly on the Facebook boards, All Caps Courtside. Come down, check us out, and hear us rant throughout the week. We're on Instagram at CRTSDE and also Twitter at CRTSDE. Vince, where are you on Twitter?
Usually I'm on my phone on Twitter. I want to give a shout out to Tommy Donovan.
Who?
Spreading the word.
Nice.
Humble little podcast. And a good buddy of mine in Minnesota, Joey Awajin. Check him out on Timberwolves Explosion. And you can find me on Twitter at VINROK44.
Joey! Thought say that's
I promise you, next show we'll have some Minnesota talk.
Whoa. I'll just give a little shout out to the boys at work. Dom, James, thanks for tuning in. Vince.
Work harder, you flogs.
Work harder.
No, seriously, work harder. He's knackered. Fell asleep on me the other night.
Not I did.
He fell asleep on Ennis Cantor, but I was just...
Oh, come on now. That's rough.
Get online and he just didn't come on.
Oh, boy. When will the Cantor jokes end?
You admit there's shenanigans going on.
Goodness. Vince, as always, it's been emotional.
I'm just going to get my smile, but I'll be shooting too much.
Here it comes!